The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
I love this app. It is simple, has RNS alerts, notifications, live time. The watchlist function is excellent, and even the trade screen is bang on. Can't fault it, to be honest. Smiley face. Deep Joy 38. Thank you very much. And by all means, if you use the Vox Markets app, it's free to download, absolutely free. But if you get value from it, any value, please go to your app store, give us a rating and review like Deep Joy did there, and I'll read it out in the podcast. Thanks very much. Okay, it's Wednesday, the 19th of June, 2019. On the podcast today, I have Andrew Player, Chief Executive Officer of Vast Resources. And Andrew provides an update on the Heritage Diamond Concession. Also on the podcast, John Mayer, mining analyst and partner at SP Angel. And John talks about the US-China trade talks and the following companies: Blue Jay Mining, Anglo-Asian Mining, and Chariot Gold. And as always, I have two lists for you: the top five most followed companies on Vox Markets in the last 24 hours, and the top five most liked RNSs too. By the way, you can see top 10 versions of both these lists at voxmarkets.co.uk, where you'll see a host of other content. That's voxmarkets.co.uk.
Are you tired of missing news about stock market companies you follow? The Vox Markets app helps investors stay ahead by making sure you never miss an important update. Find out more at voxmarkets.co.uk/app.
And joining me on the podcast right now is Andrew Prolea, Chief Executive Officer of Vast Resources. VAST is the ticker there. Andrew, thanks for joining me.
Thank you, Justin. Always a pleasure.
Yeah, well, listen, you've had some news on the Heritage Diamond Concession. We're getting to that. So it's obviously just one part of what you're doing there at Vast, of course. So for people, you know, not quite familiar with Vast, just explain and summarise all the parts of the business, if you could, Andrew.
Certainly. Vast is a multi-commodity, multi-jurisdictional mining company. We have operations in Romania, which we're restarting the Bait supply mine later this year. We're already on site with the long lead items. And we're also highly concentrated on the diamond concession in Zimbabwe. So we've got copper, lead, gold, zinc and silver in Romania and diamonds in Zimbabwe. So let's say we're multi-commodity, and we're looking forward to delivering to shareholders this year.
Yeah, yeah. And this bit of news, of course, is about the diamond concession in Zimbabwe. So take us through what's been happening and, what's next here as well.
Well, last year we announced that we'd signed an MOU with the Community Trust in the Chiatswa region, which encompasses the Marenge area in Manicaland. And we've been working very hard to closing this off. Unfortunately, or fortunately for us, well, unfortunately for the community, most importantly, is that earlier this year, well, not even earlier this year, several weeks ago, they had the cyclone that devastated the area. So the focus, of course, of the people on the ground, as well as the politicians, has been, first and foremost to look after the community, which has been happening, which delayed us a little bit. And also, originally, when we signed with the community, it was going to be a direct joint venture between Vast Resources and the community project. However, now with the introduction of the new diamond policy late last year, we are now having to work together with the ZCDC, which is basically the government representative of all the diamonds in Zimbabwe. So it'll be virtually a tripartite arrangement between the community, the ZCDC and Vast. Our shareholding is unaffected by this change, but it's a more structured manner in which we can invest within the diamond sector in Zimbabwe, and it will also offer the company more opportunities moving forward. So it's actually very exciting for the company.
Yeah, and what do you know about this prospect or potential prospect then, Andrew?
Well, we've been working on it now since July last year. It's an extremely rich area in the diamond fields of Marenge. It's a virtually unaffected claim, so it wasn't mined heavily. But there's been a lot of test work that's been carried on over the years there. The community has kept that for themselves. They were granted access to this community concession several years ago. However, they were searching for the right partner. We're very pleased to say that we were selected as that preferred partner with the community. And since then, we've now been working close with the community and government to try and close this off. We've already got financing term sheets in hand for this particular concession. It's a very important project, I believe, for Zimbabwe and for VAST, as it is, opening up the opportunity to invest. The mantra of the government is that Zimbabwe is open for business, and I think this is an important milestone for demonstrating to the investment community that they really are open for business, and hopefully this will be the first of many successful projects in the diamond space in Zimbabwe. We're very happy and proud to be part of that process, and we're very fortunate to have been selected. We have got a history of diamonds in Zimbabwe, but I'm not particularly sure that's the reason why. I think that our presence in Zimbabwe over the years has demonstrated that VAST is a long-term partner for the country. And we can bring a lot more to the table than just money and expertise, but we can also assist in promoting the business mantra for Zimbabwe, which is what we plan on doing.
Yeah, absolutely. And what's happening in BP in Romania? What's going on there?
Well, we did the recent raising, as you know. They're already on the ground. They're installing the electrical cable and preparing to do the tailings pipe. We'll be updating the market shortly with photos and hopefully on a weekly basis to show that there are boots on the ground and it's on operation. And we plan still on opening by the end of this year. We're waiting for the final finance to come through. We're very confident that will happen shortly. But, a lot's happening. Since we divested of our gold assets and cleaned up the balance sheet in the company, it's been a huge success as far as our ability to raise money for the company, debt funding, and consolidating what we're doing and focusing only on the diamonds in Zimbabwe and only on Bayitse in Romania for the moment. That's been had a very positive effect with the potential funders. So, consolidating sometimes allows you to grow the business at a more rapid rate rather than trying to do too many things at once.
Yeah.
So, we're very happy with the performance of the company. And we still believe it's in a very, very healthy position. And if you look at the asset value compared to our market cap, we're highly undervalued, as every AIM CEO will tell you. We have assets there that most AIM companies dream of having, and we're looking forward to putting them all into production.
Yeah, absolutely. And what would you say is hopefully the next big milestone you're hoping to tick off your list there?
Well, based on the discussions I had last week and the team, which in Zimbabwe has done a fantastic job with the liaison between community and government, once we finalise that, we're hoping that within very shortly, I won't give a timeline, that we'll be closing this particular contract and be able to get boots on the ground and start the exploitation process with the community, which is extremely important because the community sees a direct benefit from what we're doing in the Chiatu diamond fields. And the money is going directly to the community, and it's not just for the Marenga and Chiatu community, but it's also for the Manika land, which is the surrounding area at large. We'll see a direct benefit from diamond investment in Zimbabwe, which I believe will be a real first for the country.
Mm-hmm. Marvellous stuff. Andrew, one final thing. If someone's listening, likes the sound of the progress you're making on both fronts here, but are not yet following the story, could you give them three quick reasons why they should hit that follow button on your page and add you to their watch list, please?
Well, the first is we've got a diversified portfolio with near-term cash flow. The second is that we are setting milestones both in Zimbabwe and Romania. We're first mover in both jurisdictions. And the third one is that we are going to be in near-term production and producing positive cash flow for shareholders.
Marvellous stuff. Andrew, good to chat to you, and hopefully we'll be catching up in the not-too-distant future. Thank you very much.
Wonderful. Thank you very much, Justin.
The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite.
And joining me on the podcast right now is John Mayer, money analyst and partner at SP Angel. You all right, John?
Yes, good. Thank you.
Right, so let's be honest, the resource sector is in the doldrums a bit, isn't it? It's finding it very hard, it's dragging its feet. It feels like someone has done a marathon and now they put on some heavy lead boots and they've been asked to treacle through or trip through some treacle or something. It's just hard going, isn't it? Sentiment is quite low, isn't it? And it's down to, obviously, Trump and China, you know?
Well, the sector hit a wall a little while ago, and it is showing some green shoots of recovery, in the words of Alan Greenspan. but it's a slightly faltering recovery. I think there's been some short covering in copper in expectation that Trump may well get a bit closer to Z at the G20 summit, where they're going to have a discussion over resolving their differences. But at the same time, Trump is looking to potentially start a war over currencies, because he's keen for the dollar to go down and the renminbi to go up. So who knows where we're going?
Yeah, well, do you know what? It's all on Trump's Twitter feed. You know, I've just been reading through some of his Twitter feed right now. It is the thought process of a man with a sort of almost a fevered sort of imagination, you know, and just a bit of a delusional output. It's like if someone said this was the president and you didn't know him already, you think, really? But he just says here, had a very good telephone conversation with President Xi of China. I didn't realize Trump spoke Chinese, but there we are. But he says, we will be having an extended meeting next week at the G20 in Japan. Our respective teams will begin talks prior to our meeting. Now, we know what happens here. The deal sort of, if it's going to happen, the deal will get done before they actually get there, and then obviously Trump and Xi will just sign the book, won't they? They're signatories, really. So it'll be interesting to see. Sentiment hopefully will change there. You know, on a dime, maybe. Do you think?
It could change very quickly, and I think this is why we've seen some short covering with some of the more aggressive hedge funds, probably in the US and the UK. And I think also a little bit of covering for positions while people go off to Ascot and have a good time and are not watching their screens.
Yeah, exactly. Cool. So we got any company news out there? Any decent company news?
Yeah, Blue Jay came out and said they were focused on the delivery of 5,000 tons of copper at 89% ilmenite. So that's, very high grade ilmenite into Rio Tinto in Canada. That's really nice news. And actually, we see in the weather reports that the sea ice is melting rather early in Greenland. So it means that hopefully Blue Jay can get on with that sample preparation sooner rather than later.
Yeah, okay. Jay is the ticker there, of course. Any other news there, John?
Anglo-Asian, at long last, doing reporting on their exploration. Quite a lot going on there. 20 near surface targets identified. So this is still quite early exploration type stuff, but it is it's interesting. It shows that the company has a lot of potential for further expansion, and I think the investors in Anglo-Asian would be very pleased to see that news.
Mm-hmm. Cool, marvellous. And AZ, what's the chart there? I mean, sort of gold has been hitting a bit of a high, hasn't it, of late? It's testing that top level, you know?
Well, various central banks are talking about the potential for reducing interest rates. That's in the US and Japan and elsewhere. And the ECB look like they're going to have to cut rates again in order to try and stabilize or recover the Eurozone economy. So against that backdrop, we may see gold go a bit better, particularly with a certain amount of uncertainty in the world right now, given what we're seeing in the Straits of Hormuz, the Iranian Republican Guard bombing certain ships in the Gulf of in the Straits. So there's a certain amount, there's a degree of uncertainty in the world, and that tends to make gold prices lift higher.
Yeah, absolutely. It's looking like a good pusher. I wonder though, even if there is a good meeting, you know, and they sign, whether it will change. I mean, I think there'll obviously be a bounce in resource stocks, of course, but I mean, longer term, of course, China's a massive economy, and if it is slowing down, you can't just change that around within a week or month, can you? It takes a while, do you think?
Well, there have been some pretty negative numbers coming out of China on manufacturing growth and auto sales. Now, some of that's because sales were stimulated to be higher last year, and certainly there weren't many Chinese auto sales into America, but from a manufacturing perspective in general, a lot of orders were brought forwards towards the end of last year to beat the tariff introductions, and the threat of massive tariffs on all Chinese goods would be a huge deal for China. Although when I've spoken to certain economists, when you look at the imports into these countries from elsewhere, that pales in comparison with actually the normal business that goes on within the States, for example. So it's not the end of the world. I think actually it's not bad for the US economy if they do raise tariffs against China, but it is very tough for the Chinese because they've got to figure out new markets to sell all these products into, and that doesn't happen overnight. So that's one of the reasons for the big Belt and Road initiative that they're pushing through. But it does take time to put that infrastructure into place.
Yeah, absolutely. Marvellous stuff. Any other news around, John? Anything at all?
There was some drilling results off Charak Gold, Atalika Bush. Quite nice looking numbers. And then we saw there was the financing by Nedbank, a $26 million five-year credit facility into a mineral sands project in Tanzania. Now, the interesting thing about that is nobody's wanted to do anything much in Tanzania for a few years since the president got a bit difficult with the miners. And so actually, I think that will lift companies in Tanzania and help the region in general.
Marvellous stuff. Cool. Anything else to report on, John?
No, I think that's it for now.
That's it. All right, fella. Well, I can hear it's all busy in the background, so I'll get back into it. And hopefully we'll catch up next week.
Brilliant. All right, thanks.
Okay, it's time for the top five most followed companies on Vox Markets in the last 24 hours. They are at five, Emotion Group. That's IMMO, up 3.6% today. Some good news early in the week. Or was it last week? End of last week, wasn't it? Yeah. At four, Dev Clever Holdings, down 6.6% at, 4.95 pence. At three, Union Jack Oil, UJO, up 8.1% at the moment at 0.2 pence. At two, doesn't happen very often. It's been a bit of a sell-off in bids. BIDS bid stack. Buy in dip, stupid. That's what it stands for. Do your own research, of course. But I'm going to reveal on my video this week, midweek video, a bit of news I think has gone under the radar. I think it's very significant for bids. I'm going to reveal that. Of course, there's been rumours the sell-off this week is because warrants have been issued and people are selling a bit of warrants sooner. That's the way it works, a quick profit. So a bit of, but James has been on the podcast yesterday and, you know, things are going from strength to strength. Number one, most followed company, SafeStay, SSTY is ticker there. I'll also cover that in my video. I think it's a lot of things we missed here. It's been under the radar for a long time. It's traditional business. Well, it's not traditional, actually. It's a new wave of trendy sort of premium hostels. And I think they're, you know, cracking. They're doing very well. Okay. Top five most liked RNSs came from, at five, Brave Bison Group, AGM statement. There's a trade on there. It's the first time I think the Kate Burns, the CEO, new CEO, has actually said anything via RNS, but they are focusing away from Facebook. Be careful with this. There's a trade on, definitely. Someone's buying the stock. Tangent, I think it's an advertising company. It's very similar to them. Could be buying them out. But they're moving away from Facebook. Now, most of their revenue came from Facebook advertising. But to me, it wasn't unique for them. You know, it's not a unique selling product for them. All they did was upload viral videos. I think they paid the owner something, and then they put adverts on it. And I used to look at them all the time on Facebook. It used to basically dominate my feed. But like Katie said, this is not unique. This is not IP for them. Anyone could do this. They were number one most viewed on Facebook in January. Now with 3.3 billion. Now they're under a billion for this month, I think. And they're not even. I think they're number 40. They've gone down, slipped on the charts there. So even though I think structurally they're doing the right thing, they are doing the right thing and try to head towards content, owned content, unique IP, I think the revenue will take a dip because they did earn a good chunk of money from that. But I think what they're doing is the right thing, but I think it's short-term pain for long-term gain, you know. At four, Angus Energy, acquisition of interest in Saltfleetby gas field. Yeah. At three, Rehoboam Resources, West Newton, A2 appraisal well. At two, so I said two or three there, EVR Holdings, Melody VR launches iOS, Android beta and VR viewer, which of course will widen their audience. Had a big discussion. Somebody asked me about my opinion on EVRH, and I said, I think they didn't have a big enough audience. They've admitted that. The VR headset thing is not sort of working out for them because the audience wasn't big enough. but hopefully they'll get a bigger audience now. Okay, and number one most liked RNS came from Talao Energy Project Development Update. That's it for the podcast. Thanks for listening. Don't forget, if you use the Vox Markets app, it's free to download. You get some value from it. Please give me a nice rating and review, and I'll read that on the podcast. Muchos appreciado.
The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.